Welcome to Live, Behind the Veil, an atmosphere where men and women of God speak His Word to this age and bring His kingdom to this earth. Do you have ears to hear and eyes to see what God is doing in this hour? Let us join our host and the family's conversation as the Holy Spirit is unfolding the Word Behind the Veil.
Hello, everyone. I'm Ron, your host, and on this podcast, the family talks about an issue that has caused division within the body of Christ. Do we let the differences in our doctrines divide us from our brother and sisters in Christ? Are we able to open our hearts to listen to their perspective, and even if it's different than ours, love them anyway? We need to ask ourselves, which is more important, our doctrines or our love?
When we come across, let's just say, somebody who believes in a pre-tribulation rapture, if you don't believe in a pre-tribulation rapture, do you exclude that person because they believe something different doctrinally rather than the fact that they love the Lord themselves?
Mm-hmm.
Or if they believe in a post-tribulation rapture, it's different. And each one can prove scripturally what they're believing.
Mm-hmm.
But they're believing in the Lord. Yeah, there are differences. Okay, what about the person who doesn't believe in a rapture at all and can show you scripturally why there's no rapture?
Right.
They love the Lord also. The issue that has come to light was, it does not matter. Do you love the Lord? Let's talk about that. If talking to you about the rapture is going to make you uncomfortable, what did Paul talk about? You know, be all things to all men. How do you do that? Knowing who you're talking to, knowing where they're at in their spirit or in their belief system, and just love them. It doesn't matter. Let God sort it out.
Right.
We just open our hearts to the fact that each person has a love for the Lord and they want that relationship with the Lord.
You're talking about something that is so important to the body of Christ. We know that to wrangle about words is useless. We also know that if I have a revelation or a witness or I believe a doctrine a certain way, all your talking in the world, you could even have more scriptures than I do. When I walk away from that conversation, is my heart changed? Only God can change my heart. So the whole point of arguing doctrine always causes division.
Yeah.
It always causes confusion and division. As believers, if we can drop that, now I'm not saying that you don't believe things and all that, but don't make it an issue when it comes to a relationship. Relationships are more important than what you believe. Relationships and God's love is more important than your doctrinal beliefs. Let God sort it out. If He showed you, don't you think He's big enough to show somebody else if He wants to? Of course He is. Your brother is a Catholic. His whole life, man.
Sure.
He's a Catholic, and you're talking about people that, to me, they have stuff that I don't understand at all. I mean, the ceremony, the pageantry, the things that they do, I don't get it. Okay, but do they love Christ? Yes, they do. So is all that going to keep me from relating to them in love?
No, better not.
Unless I let it.
Yeah.
If I let their doctrines and their beliefs be a stumbling block to me, it's my fault, not their fault.
Right.
Do you love the Lord? That's all I care about.
Christ was called to heal the centurion's child. I have not found such faith as in this centurion in all of Israel. And that's amazing to me because he was a Roman. He was a centurion. Was he a Christian? I don't know. Can you be all of those? I don't know. But here is this guy Why wasn't he an apostle? Why wasn't he this? Why wasn't he that? He was a centurion by the will of God. My feeling is, it's the guy who's walking in all the revelation that he has, and he's serving the Lord to the uttermost, whether he's working in a soup kitchen for the people who are living on the street. He's cleaning up the church after everybody leaves. He's looking to the Lord as a shepherd and a leader for something to feed the sheep. The ground is all level at the foot of the cross.
What I love about the word is it teaches us how to think.
Yep.
How should we think? One person values one day over another, and another values every day the same. Each person must be fully convinced in his own mind. The one who observes the day observes it for the Lord, and the one who eats does so with regard to the Lord, for he gives thanks to God. And the one who does not eat, it is for the Lord that he does not eat, and he gives thanks to God.
Yep.
For not one of us lives for himself, and not one dies for himself. For if we live, we live for the Lord, or if we die, we die for the Lord. Therefore, whether we live or die, we are the Lord's. For to this end, Christ died and lived again, that he might be Lord both of the dead and of the living. The point here is this, but as for you, why do you judge your brother or sister? Or you as well, why do you regard your brother or sister with contempt? For we will all appear before the judgment seat of God, for it is written, as I live, says the Lord, to me every knee will bow and every tongue give praise to God. So then each one of us will give an account to himself. And I think God has opened that whole thing up to allowing people to have what's convicted in their heart. Mm-hmm. How should they walk before the Lord? And it's through the heart. And if that's what's real, God honors that.
Yeah.
I don't think there is a judgment in all of these, I don't know, what do you want to call them, doctrines and beliefs. And to me, it's noise. And I think it's noise to the Lord.
Arguing doctrine always causes confusion and division. To wrangle about words is useless. Does your brother love the Lord with all that they know how to do? Then let us simply love them with the Lord's love and allow the Lord to work out all the doctrines in His timing.
Experiencing the impartation of God's Word through His family is life. Has this time in His presence blessed you? Then please subscribe to our podcast at livebehindtheveil.com. If you would like to contact the family with questions or topics that you would like discussed, you can email them to livingepistles@livebehindtheveil.com. Stay connected, tuned in, and grow with the family as the Lord unveils His Word to us live behind the veil.